Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B, and joining me today is Carly Euler with Breast Cancer Coalition. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming. Well, first off, what is Breast Cancer Coalition for those who don't know?
Sure. So the Breast Cancer Coalition is located down over on University Avenue, and we are a group that helps breast cancer and gynecologic cancer survivors, as well as all of those who have been touched up by a diagnosis. So that could be family members, spouses, children. And we serve people in person as well as virtually. And what we do is we perform our mission through our four pillars. Those are research, education, advocacy, and support. So we have programs that focus on all of those. And with our virtual programs, we are now happy to report that we reach over 24 counties here in Western and Central New York.
Wow, that's huge. And the 21st annual Pink Ribbon Walk and Run presented by Van Bortel is coming up on Saturday, May 7th. It's gonna be here before we know it. So tell us about the event.
Sure. So this, as you said, it's our 21st year. So it's a very great tradition here in the Rochester area. This event is going to be particularly exciting because we are back in person after having 2 years virtual. So we are really excited to get back out on the trails and really be all together to support those survivors in our area. The way the event works is we have a 5K run, which is a women-only race, and that is at 8:30 a.m., and then we have the Pink Ribbon Walk, which will follow that. And that starts at 9 a.m. And really, that's for everybody, all those family members, local businesses, everyone to come together and walk in support of those survivors.
I love that. So breast cancer is near and dear to my heart, as it is to so many who's been affected by it, because my mom had breast cancer. So this is a great event to support the loved ones who have been diagnosed or also survivors too.
Definitely. It's one of those diseases that really affects the entire family. So we're very grateful to have so many supporters come out and really support the survivors in their own lives, as well as just more in the community.
And there's so many women and men that have had breast cancer or are having it right now. And we just forget the amount of numbers that are diagnosed with it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Throughout our programming, just this past year in 2021, we assisted nearly 7,000 people in one way or another.
I feel like it's just increasing every single year. And if people don't want to be in person for the event, which is still understandable because we're still in a pandemic, what is the virtual event and how does that work?
Yeah, sure. So you can still go to our website and register to participate virtually. It's going to be sort of the same. So the 5K will be for women only, and then the walk is for everyone. And how that works is you'll just be able to complete your event throughout all of Mother's Day weekend. So Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you can get out there, take some photos, hashtag Pink Ribbon Walk Run, and let us know how you do.
So you can post those photos on Facebook, Instagram, right?
Definitely.
Cool. We'd love to see those. The proceeds raised, who does that benefit?
Sure. So the big thing that it will benefit is the actual programs that we put on at the Breast Cancer Coalition, as well as virtually. So right now, every single program we offer is completely free of charge to the program participants. And the proceeds from this really will make sure that that remains.
Does all the funds raised stay in our region?
Absolutely. As I said, we help Western and Central New York, and all of the funds stay right here in our region.
How can people learn more about the event, Breast Cancer Coalition, and how can they register?
Yeah, so you can learn everything you need to know about the Breast Cancer Coalition at breastcancercoalition.org. And then specifically about the event, you can go to breastcancercoalition.org/pink-ribbon-walk-run. Then we'll have all the info on how to register. You can learn about our programs. You can learn about our research efforts, as well as our advocacy.
And what did you say are the different programs that they can learn about?
Yeah, so we basically have four pillars that we are focused on. And a lot of those programs that the people will come actually do virtually or in person focus around our education and support efforts. And then we also have funding that we give every year to breast cancer research specifically. We're actually working on choosing our 2022 awardee at the moment. And then for advocacy, we have a group of really dedicated advocacy committee members. They search through the legislation that is state and federal and try to find those things that are most going to support breast cancer and gynecologic cancer survivors, and they actively work to support those.
You said there's an awardee every year. How do you go about choosing who that person is?
At the Pink Ribbon Walk Run, we do have specific awards, and those will be for, first of all, the winner of the race. So the winner of the 5K race, this is a brand new course. So this will also be the course record holder. So that's very exciting. And then we also will have winners in the 5K race for the top three in each age group. And those are Wegmans gift cards that we give out. And then the additional awards will go to the people who raise the most funds for the coalition. So part of registering for the Pink Ribbon Walk and Run, you can also be a fundraiser. And when you reach a certain level of fundraising, you will receive a really fun prize. And some of the big brands that we have giving prizes this year include Yeti, Nespresso, and Herschel.
And are those some of the raffle prizes?
Yeah, we actually have a really exciting raffle prize, but I'm not quite ready to reveal that yet.
Okay, you're going to keep us waiting.
Yes.
I like it. There's going to be family-friendly activities for all ages. What are those activities? Do you know yet?
Definitely. We invite people of all ages to join us on that walk. And then also at the park, there's going to be some tables from some of our really strong sponsors of the event. We're also going to have a really fun warm-up activity that is going to be presented by Vault Rochester. And we have a cool down activity as well. So that'll be a really fun thing that everybody can do together, as well as some musical performances. And finally, the whole show is going to be brought together because Deanna Dewberry will be our MC this year.
Oh, fun. So obviously, it's great to support one another, but it's also fun that you're having this after 2 years of being virtual. So many people just want to get out and about, be outside, enjoy the sun. Hopefully it's sunny that day, fingers crossed. I know so many people just want to be outside and just enjoy one another.
It is so true. And I will say, rain or shine, we will be there either way. And I promise it will still be fun, even if it is raining.
Yes, bring an umbrella if you have
yep.
to. Still be there. And what's your role? I should have asked you this from the beginning. What's your role with Breast Cancer Coalition?
I am the special events coordinator. So I am in charge of the Pink Ribbon Walk Run, as well as our other events that come up. We have a golf tournament in August, as well as our fall fundraiser that's coming up in September.
So the golf tournament and your other event that's coming up in the fall, which I know fall's a big time for breast cancer.
Definitely.
Is there information on your website for that? Or?
Yeah, so those are both available on our website as well. Specifically, the fall fundraiser that's named October, and that's going to be taking place right in front on September 30th, which will be to kick off Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October.
What's the golf tournament?
The golf tournament is actually called the Teed Off at Breast Cancer Golf Tournament. This will be our 20th year. This year, it'll take place at Midvale Country Club.
Okay. And anyone can participate?
Yeah, the registration should be open by the end of the month.
Backtracking a little bit, for the annual Pink Ribbon Walk and Run, how long does registration go for that?
That is a great question, because we actually are not having any event registration at the event on race day. So the last day you can sign up to participate is actually the day before, which is Friday, May 6th.
May 6th. Got it. So register now so you don't forget.
Definitely register now.
Because May is going to come before we even know it. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us? Anything that you want people to be aware of or know about Breast Cancer Coalition or the annual Pink Ribbon Walk and Run?
I would say my final thought about the Pink Ribbon Walk and Run is that we do this really inspirational thing, and it's called our Warrior Walkway. And the way that that works is, for a $100 donation to the Breast Cancer Coalition, we will create a sign with your loved one's name and photo on it that will be displayed along the event course. This is a really, really beautiful sight to see all of the wonderful pictures and names displayed. And we really encourage people to do that. And the best thing about it is, when we're done with the event, you're welcome to take that sign home and you can hold on to it. You can put it in your yard, or you can bring it back next year and we'll reuse it.
And you said it costs $100. That goes towards Breast Cancer Coalition.
Absolutely.
Right?
We will make that sign for you, but the donation is just strictly for the Breast Cancer Coalition.
Oh, I would definitely love to do that. And it's not just for survivors, but people who have passed too, right?
Absolutely. We have in memory options as well as in honor of options.
Okay. Love that. And again, give the website to register and to learn more information.
The website is breastcancercoalition.org/pink-ribbon-walk-run.
It's again for the 21st annual Pink Ribbon Walk and Run presented by Van Bortel. It's Saturday, May 7th. But when do you need to register by again?
Please register by May 6th.
You got it. Well, thank you, Carly. Anything else that we need to share with anyone?
No, I think that's everything we wanted to say. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Of course. Thanks for coming.